This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. With baseball in its mid-season All-Star break, you may be looking for something else to fill a summer night or two. Our book critic, David Kippen, has just the thing.
It has to happen sooner or later. A California professional baseball team will despair of hanging on to fan loyalty in an era when ballplayers change teams practically every season, and they'll take the appropriate action. They'll stop throwing more and more money after less and less talent, and they'll instead contrive to field Major League Baseball's first all-California-born team. Think of it. Instead of 25 guys playing for money, you'd have a single team playing for pride. No other state could pull this off because no other state has the sun-ripened, homegrown baseball talent that California has, and always had, according to Kevin Nelson's The Golden Game, the rare baseball book that transcends its regional emphasis to earn a place on the shelf of anyone who loves the game. Nelson uses the history of California baseball to tell the story of the sport itself. The book starts with Alexander Cartwright's wagon train crossing the country in 1849 with a now-lost, catgut-covered spheroid. From there on in, the saga of West Coast baseball serves as both a complement and a counterpoint to wider trends in the national pastime. It's hard to talk about this lovely book without hearing one's praise degenerate into an embarrassment of did you knows. Did you know that Ernest Lawrence Thayer wrote Casey at the Bat for his Harvard classmate William Randolph Hearst's San Francisco Examiner? Did you know that the greatest hitter of the 20th century, Ted Williams, the most consistent hitter of the 20th century, Joe DiMaggio, and the man who brought the game into the 20th century, Jackie Robinson, grew up in San Diego, San Francisco, and Pasadena, respectively? And the pictures. This book has some of the most amazing baseball pictures I've ever seen, and I've seen a few. There's a Dorothea Lange shot of a Japanese-American kid holding a bat and smiling for the camera, which is fine until you read the caption and you realize that it was taken in 1942 in the wartime internment camp at Manzanar. And there's a priceless old Hollywood publicity shot of Babe Ruth holding the handle of a 6-foot prop bat with 7 fetching starlets holding up the rest. The serviceable writing in The Golden Game isn't quite up to the quality of the stories and the photos, but whose writing could be? Don't look for the answer to that question in Nelson's book, since he leaves the august tradition of West Coast sports writing almost completely out of the picture. But at its frequent best, The Golden Game reads like a core sample of a polar ice cap, with layer upon informative layer the deeper you go. For every baseball fanatic who finds the All-Star break way too long, this is the book of the summer.
The book is The Golden Game by Kevin Nelson. David Kippen is a book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.